Well, first of all, I was at Lossiemouth. Well, I was in a hotel, a big hotel, the Stockfield, and then I was moved across the road to a smaller place, which was one of the Huntley and Palmer's biscuit people residence for summer. Well, when we were on night duties, we were sent over there so we didn't disturb anybody else when we came in at the ungodly hours that we did. And I should think, I mean, there'd be probably about 25 of us in that house. But I mean, we were 5 to a room or more sometimes that. And strangely enough, when I went back on some of my returns to 50 years on, I was actually sleeping in my old bed space.
And you were in bunk beds, were you?
Not then. They hadn't thought of beds then. No, they were just ordinary metal beds. The bunk beds came later when we went into a back. When I was at Abingdon, we had bunk beds there. We were over 32 to a room. And one, we'd only got one bathroom, so you can tell what it was like trying to get a bath. 6 o'clock in the morning, if you're on parade at 8, you're so good and get in there quick. And of course, you had to be very friendly with the person that slept above you or below you. And you had one metal cupboard that you could put all things in. And of course, you had to keep that for inspection every day, so that it had to be tidy. You had to clean the area that you were living in before you polish it, before you went to work, wherever you were. It wasn't too bad when you're on the station, but when you were on anywhere training, it was a real spit and polish everything. You had to.